Today on Real Life Radio.
There are things that are out there. There are things going on that military personnel cannot explain. But what we're starting to see explains real well a world that lives in tandem with us that we would call the spirit realm. Did not Jesus himself in his resurrected body appear and disappear? Is that not recorded in scripture?
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David J., thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. Before we get into today's message, I want to tell you about an event that we've got coming up this week. It's called Just Church. In a time when so many people have stopped going to church because of fear, maybe pain, or maybe just the convenience of watching online, it might just be time to come back to church. Just Church is going to be a great time to gather as a body of believers and simply worship and hear a good, clear message from Pastor Jack and radically rededicate our lives to the Lord. It's coming up this Friday, September 8th, at the Honda Center in Anaheim. Both the parking and the event are free. To learn more, go to justchurchsocal.com. That's justchurchsocal.com. And now, let's get into the message. On today's very special edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now in his message called In the Days of Deception. Now, we're taking a little break from our current series to take a biblical look at recent global events in light of increasing deception. You see, when Jesus was about to send disciples out into the world, he warned them not to be deceived or to go astray from the faith. So today on this part of the message, Pastor Jack goes on to say that the Bible tells us there will be an increase in demonic activity, especially through false information and strategic lies. Many people today automatically believe something is true simply based on how many likes or affirming comments it gets. And now with his special message called In the Days of Deception, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
There are so many things that we are now at the time in the age of technology where such things can happen, if not, are already happening. You've already received warnings in your bank statements that you are falling under a category. You and I are being graded. I'm being graded. I've got these in the mail, my ESG rating. You need to read the fine print to your bank statements and your credit card statements when you get them. I know you don't. Who does? I mean, attorneys write them in such a way to bore you stiff that by the time you get to the important stuff, you're too tired to keep reading. But you have an ESG rating that is a global rating agreed on by globalists that announces what is your particular purchase style, belief system, what do you spend your money on, where do you go, what's your favorite food? Do you tithe or do you give to this or that? All of these things are now being monitored. This is all part of moving toward a grand deception in the last days. It's not going to happen overnight. It's been happening like Satan loves to do in your life and mine and in the world very gradually so that you don't wake up to it. I was reading again. I encourage everybody to read this. It's not a Christian book, but it's The Art of War. Have you ever, anybody? By Sun Tzu, you ought to read it, The Art of War. This guy said, when you are far from your enemy, make him think you're close. And when you're close to your enemy, make him think you're far away. When you're very strong, make him think you're very weak. And when you're very weak, make him think you're very strong. When you're launching a war against him, make him think that you are not launching a war against him. It's a war tactic. And I'm submitting to you today that there's issues going on in our world that have almost lulled us into a sleep. And I think all of a sudden now, so much of Hollywood over its decades regarding UFO type of conversations, alien visitations, were just part of getting things to be somewhat acceptable, even if terrifying. There's something bizarre about the human nature that loves terrifying. I don't. I'm a pastor, I see it enough. I'd like boredom. Why doesn't somebody do a movie on boredom? I would go. But people go, oh, let's go to this movie to scare you. I don't need to do that. I live that life every day. So the thing is this, I think we've been conditioned. So when people like Barack Obama or Shaquille O'Neal say what they say, Did that shock you? Did it like, oh my gosh? No, you just rolled with it. When somebody says they saw something, we write that off, don't we? We write it off. And then if you saw something, you don't say anything to anybody. Keep it to yourself in the sense of conditioning. But as a Christ follower, what do we know? Well, we know that the Word of God is the absolute truth. You see, what's beautiful about this is if you don't know the Word of God, you are going to fall for the message that people are going to be announcing, and some of those messages have already been put in print. But it's quite remarkable that these are who are saying, yes, I'm a U.S. Air Force pilot, but a certain rank, I forget what he was. But he's saying this is the conversation that took place. And then the commentator, by the way, makes the statement based upon what the Air Force captain is saying, that it's highly religious material. Listen to what is being said. Say, what do you mean by this? We've gone beyond the UFO alien thing. That's not the topic anymore. You're going to see this. That's not the topic. Well, what could possibly be more fantastic than that? When they start saying, this now explains everything. You see, when the Christian knows the Word of God, when somebody comes along and says, this now has been an ancient revelation that has been given to us, and it explains the Bible perfectly, and it is this, that Jesus was an alien. That when he was on the Mount of Transfiguration and he turned glowing bright light, you see how many people throughout history have said that when they encountered an alien, they were brilliant in light or this, that, or the other thing. There's always light involved. And when Moses and Elijah appeared, they appeared to be Moses and Elijah to the disciples, written in the Gospels. But in reality, and you see what happens is, listen, people fill in their interpretation and it's slanted. And if somebody has the slightest door of doubt open in the validity of the scriptures, that kind of stuff can creep in. And this is ancient. It's been around a long time. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, Paul warns the Corinthians, lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. I'd like to submit to you that we are ignorant of his devices. A lot of people laugh when you mention the word Lucifer or Satan. You don't believe in a real devil, do you? Yes, I do, because Jesus did. Yes, I do, because he's recorded in the Bible as an actual fact. He's a fallen angel, the Bible says. He's a created being, which, by the way, keep that in mind. He's a created being. The authorities that are out there today changing the narrative of the revelations of these creatures are telling us that all of these things that exist, which is why you find them in Babylonian art and Egyptian art, all the way through to Mayan art, Quetzalcoatl, and some of these images, all the way through to American Indian cave art. They all display the same thing. Why? Listen, why? They're saying what we're trying to tell all of you about is that it predates the Bible. You see the convenience to this? The moment somebody comes along and says convincingly, oh, we have found so much information that predates the Bible. The moment you predate the Bible, which means you are predating Genesis 1:1. And that's exactly what they wound up doing. They wound up announcing that Genesis 1:1 did in fact take place because those beings were sent here in this region of the realm of space to create this world. And that was one particular God at that particular time. And then Jesus is also a particular God for a particular time. For some of you who have been involved in a particular cult, you're starting to wake up and say, wait a minute. I was taught that there are a bunch of gods from other planets. You know, this is a very famous cult. You know what I'm talking about? And Jesus happens to be a god. Adam was a god. And you can become one too. And that's exactly what some of these, I call them New Agers, but that's not even fair to the New Age people. This is what is being talked about and discussed. Lisa asked me, why are you doing this message? And the reason why is I listened to too many pastors online. I was searching this, and there were pastors throughout the world saying, all of this alien manifestation, it's wrong for us to call them aliens. These are people, or not people, these are entities that God has created, but they didn't fall like we did. They've come to help us. When you hear stuff like that, we better address it. The Bible says that there'd be an increase in demonic activity and spiritism in the last days. 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning at verse 3. For the time will come, I say it's here, when they will not endure sound doctrine. People don't want to hear Bible studies. Entertain me. Make me happy. Make me feel good. Give me a warm and fuzzy. Don't bore me with Bible doctrine. But according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they're looking for a thrill. I want a religious thrill. They will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things. Notice the difference. The world and the religious world is going to go after some new thing, fables. Believer is to be watchful. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Are you guys all right? Yes. Ephesians 6, 12 says, for we do not wrestle, we do not war against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, and against spiritual hosts of wickedness. Note where they're at, in the heavenly places or atmosphere. That is a verse that we probably all should start memorizing. We are not wrestling against, we are not warring right now in the 21st century. Today, we are not warring against human powers. The Bible says we are warring against principalities and powers that are of a different origin. Are you saying they're aliens? No, I'm telling you they're demons. They're fallen angels and demons. And even now, with some of the things that we're going to hear, where you've got a Navy aviator saying, I don't know what these things are, but they have the ability to appear and disappear outside of our known realm of physics. Someone's going to say, if they were visiting from some other galaxy, because you know that used to be the story, that they got in a spaceship and they flew here. But now we have the technology to pick up an asteroid that's millions of miles away and be able to plot its size and its direction and its speed, and yet these things are not detected. Why? Because now the world and the unbeliever, I'll say, is now announcing this. We used to think they were coming from other areas this way, on a longitude, latitude, based on our physics. Listen, everybody, all this has come out prominently in the last few weeks. We no longer believe that they were traveling from some spot to this spot by our traditional way of thinking. What they do is they live in a different realm that some people would say is spiritual, but they live in a dimension that we've not yet discovered. And what they can do is step in to where we're at and then step out. Which, by the way, in physics is actually a discipline. It's actually a study. What I suggest to you today is the things that you're going to be hearing and the increasing claims that are going to be coming out is none other than demonic, deceiving actions that are stepping in, being made visible, and when they want, they step aside, be it an alien-looking thing, be it a craft, be it the Tic Tac, which was a spacecraft that looks like a big Tic Tac, but it appears and then disappears off of radar. What did it do? It did spiritual stuff. That's what it did. Because if it did any other type of physics, we would have been able to track it. It appears and disappears. What do we know for sure? We know that God's word is true. The Bible announces it. God's word is powerful. It's active in our lives. And God's word tells us about deceiving activity in the last days that we better be familiar with. Because if you're not, you're going to hear something that's going to get you excited and you just might fall for it. Next slide, Congressman Matt Gaetz.
Several months ago, my office received a protected disclosure from Eglin Air Force Base indicating that there was a UAP incident that required my attention. I sought a briefing regarding that episode and brought with me Congressman Burchett and Congresswoman Luna. We asked to see any of the evidence that had been taken by flight crew in this endeavor and to observe any radar signature as well as to meet with the flight crew. We were not afforded access to all of the flight crew. And initially, we were not afforded access to images and to radar. Thereafter, we had a bit of a discussion about how authorities flow in the United States of America, and we did see the image. And we did meet with one member of the flight crew who took the image. The image was of something that I am not able to attach to any human capability, either from the United States or from any of our adversaries. And I'm somewhat informed on the matter, having served on the Armed Services Committee for 7 years, having served on the committee that oversees DARPA and advanced technologies for several years. When we spoke with the flight crew, and when he showed us the photo that he'd taken, I asked why the video wasn't engaged, why we didn't have a FLIR system that worked. Here's what he said. They were out on a test mission that day over the Gulf of Mexico, and when you're on a test mission, you're supposed to have clear airspace, not supposed to be anything that shows up. And they saw a sequence of four craft in a clear diamond formation for which there is a radar sequence that I and I alone have observed in the United States Congress. One of the pilots goes to check out that diamond formation and sees a large floating, what I can only describe as an orb, again, like I said, not of any human capability that I'm aware of. And when he approached, he said that his radar went down, he said that his FLIR system malfunctioned, and that he had to manually take this image from one of the lenses, and it was not automated in collection, as you would typically see in a test mission. So I guess I'll start with Commander Fravor. How should we think about the fact that this craft that was approached by our pilot had the capability of disarming a number of the sensor and collection systems on that craft?
Well, I think this goes to that national security side, and you can go back through history of things showing up at certain areas and disabling our capabilities, which is disheartening. And for us, I mean, like I said, it completely disabled the radar on the aircraft when it tried to do it, and the only way we could see it is passively, which is how he got that image. So I think that's a concern on what are these doing, not only how do they operate, but their capabilities inside to do things like this.
And how should we think about four craft moving in a very clear formation, equidistant from one another, in a diamond? In all of the phenomenon, perhaps, Mr. Grave, that you've analyzed, have we ever seen multiple craft in a single formation?
I have one particular case, and that was during the Gimbal incident. The recording on the AT FLIR system shows a single object that rotates. You hear the pilots refer to a fleet of objects that is not visible on the FLIR system, and that was something that I witnessed during the debrief as part of the radar data on the situational awareness page. I would like to add, however, Congressman, there's a small bit of anger, I would say, I would feel that those pilots are still facing that difficulty in reporting this topic, and they don't have the tools to be able to mitigate this issue. It just goes to show how serious this is and why this is such an important issue for our pilots and for our nation.
It was stated explicitly to me by these test pilots that if you have a UAP experience, the best thing you can do for your career is forget it and not tell anyone. Because any type of reporting, either above the surface or below the surface, does have a perceived consequence to these people. And that is a culture we must change if we want to get to the truth. Mr. Chairman, I would observe that perhaps as we move forward from this hearing, there are some obvious next steps. Every person watching this knows that we need to meet with Mr. Grush in a secure compartmentalized facility so that we can get fulsome answers that do not put him in jeopardy and that give us the information we need. Second, I would suggest that the radar images that were collected of this formation of craft out of Eglin Air Force Base, and specifically the actual image taken by the actual flight crew that we can actually validate, be provided to the committee, subpoenaed if necessary, so that we're able to track how to get this type of reporting and analysis done in a more fulsome way. That would be my recommendation, humbly, as a guest here of the Fine Oversight Committee. I yield back.
So if you begin to go from the Roswell incidents and the funny little guys with the green heads and the big eyes and the movies and the crackpots and the kooks, moving forward to the point where now you have reputable congressmen and senators and military personnel saying there's something out there, do you not see as a believer a correlation in the level of false religions, cults, the advent of almost as though man is losing his mind, and the strange, bizarre increase in violence and in sexuality, the breakdown of the family, racism, gender confusion, suicide, war, all these things that are looked at in Scripture and mentioned in Scripture, and certainly some to great detail, some in a general acknowledgement, that we are now here today in the 21st century and nothing has lessened. It's only increased. You may be a non-believer today, but hear this out. Jesus said, before things really get going, it's gonna be like the times as it was in the days of Noah. And what an odd thing to say. Would you agree? That's a strange thing to say. That Jesus says, oh, by the way, if you want to know the future, you got to know the past. So he says, I'm making this part up. He didn't say turn to Genesis 6, but as it was in the days of Noah, what brought on the flood? Violence, the Bible says. Every thought that man was thinking was perverse constantly and violent. I submit to you that we live in a violent, perverted world that's increasing. It's not getting better, it's getting worse. Even to the point now where there are people in power that are trying to do evil. And now we're at this moment now where internationally, military, commercial airline pilots are now saying thank you to those congressional hearings in the United States, because now we can say the exact same thing. We saw it all too. And that's what's happening. How else do you think would be a good explanation? Just guessing. I'm not saying this is it, but if this continues where there are friends, they're here to help us. What if there's a group of people who say, no, they're not. They're demonic in origin, it's satanic, they're fallen angels in conjunction with demonic spirits coming out of Genesis chapter 6 and referred to in the book of Samuel, Chronicles, and in the book of Job, and in the book of Daniel. This is all mentioned in the Bible, and we're not buying it. What if we were to say, we're not buying your story that these are benevolent creatures that are manifesting from some other realm to come and help us? They're not highly involved beyond us, and they've come back to check and see how slow we're evolving. What if we expose such thinking as being demonic? What if the rapture were to take place? Wouldn't it be a tremendous explanation that, oh, you know what? They didn't get with the program. Those people that were, they were the roadblock to the next quantum step of evolutionary process. There are those in the evolutionary world that are saying, because they don't have evidence for progressive evolution, there are no fossil records, that there's not one fossil that provides an evolutionary argument. Did you know that? Yes. Not a one. It's a religion. So what they've countered now is that they believe the next move in evolution will not be over thousands of years or millions of years. It will be in seconds. Isn't that convenient? There are things that are out there. There are things going on that military personnel cannot explain. But what we're starting to see explains real well a world that lives in tandem with us that we would call the spirit realm. Did not Jesus himself in his resurrected body appear and disappear? Is that not recorded in Scripture? Doesn't the Bible say that Satan himself has the ability to appear as an angel of light to deceive people? I find this fascinating.
pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his special message called In the Days of Deception. Thanks for being with us today. You know, our prayer is that you've come to know Jesus in a very personal way and that you're eagerly awaiting for the Lord's return. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Pastor Jack Hibbs, and I'm excited that this Friday we're getting together on September 8th at the Honda Center for Just Church. The event is to gather people who have gone away from us. Maybe they're not fellowshipping anymore. Invite them back and let's have an evening of worship, the Word of God, and to make a radical recommitment to Christ.
That's this Friday, September 8th at the Honda Center for Just Church. The event and parking are totally free. Go to JustChurchSoCal.com. That's JustChurchSoCal.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.